Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, thank the Most High. We're back again. Yes, indeed. For another episode. Yes, indeed. For another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Edom Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, so very, very thankful to the Most High. Yes, indeed. So very thankful to the Most High. For the opportunity, yes indeed, for this opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. Most High has granted me for the blessing, yes, even for the restitution, the reconciliation of His people. For the Most High has told me, yes indeed, He has told me, that for His cause, I have some very important things for Him. Yes, tasks for Him that I must do. And He told me, indeed, because of what I must do, He said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, He said to me that I would have His protection and His guidance. For that, my brothers and sisters, yes, indeed, for that, I can only be utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed He has told me, that I must tell you things. He said, I must tell you things. That men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And if they could, my brothers and sisters, to destroy. I can only tell you that since the dawn of human fall, men choosing that men should not honor the holy words the Most High declared from the beginning, have sought to establish their own thrones, sought to establish their own pulpits, forgetful that the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, they have seen it to their advantage to hide the truth from you, to confuse the masses. And in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, they have not taught you that the scriptures call Messiah, for instance, the King of Glory, King of Light, King of the East, King of, likened to the rising sun, which casts out all the darkness, that reveals the light the world would obscure, that proves that so much of what men have called light to only be another variant form of darkness, and that the truth they should have told you, they would not. Well, the Most High told me I must tell you things, my brothers and sisters, that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. I would say this, my brothers and sisters, to you. When the Most High told me concerning these things, I would not say that I knew much. In fact, my brothers and sisters, I would say I knew little of anything at all. Most High put it upon my heart to discern that it's nothing concerning. You say that little picayune little head of mine. Tell me, so it's awesome as I come to understand what's going on in his. He told me if anything is in my head ever worth anything, it is he who have to put it there. Anything that has been or anything that will be. It's a matter of him putting me in my place, my brothers and sisters. He told me I must speak for him, and the first thing that came to my mind upon him telling me, upon sitting still to contemplate what I heard, at the time of a very powerful anointing, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that what happened was upon realizing the Most High commanded me and told me I must speak for him. The first thing that came to my mind, and I mean to the point of, I remember laying in the middle of a hardwood floor before a fireplace, the dead of winter. I remember laying there, petitioning the Most High, because the first thing that came to my mind is, Father, I have no desire to offend you in any way. He told me that I must speak for you. The first thing that came to mind was, Father, by no means do I have any intent, therefore, to lie. What came to mind, my brothers and sisters, is that I realized that I knew nothing. I remember laying there in the middle of a hardwood floor, in petitioning and prayer, realizing my depraved, decrepit state in terms of a lack of conscience. How could I speak for one who I still yet did not know? I remember my brothers and sisters at the point of really coming to the realization that if, I knew nothing, that it was definitely against the rules to presume anything. The point of realizing that I knew nothing. I remember something like, almost like, you can say, almost like a chuckle in the spirit. It was like the Most High told me that now that you realize you don't know anything, now maybe, now I can tell you something.
Well,
I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, he told me that if he calls and he commands that the work be done, he will be the teacher. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, there were times, most time made me aware, in those first, even those first couple of weeks, tremendous amount of information that I was made privy to. And so much so, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that I remember after a couple of weeks, I remember right where I was standing, and it occurred to me that I asked the Father, how much should we continue to learn and grow? And his response to me was one that put me again in my place. He said to me, beyond the end of anything, all you see and think you know is only another beginning. He said to you, look, you can look up into the sky and say, star be. And one starts glowing. He said, you keep growing. Told me it's going to be like since I understood the old fairy tale. He told me it's going to be like Hansel and Gretel. I know you like breadcrumbs. So every time you think you know something, he said he'd throw out another. Keep following till you find your way home. Remember him telling me that until you see all, I said even all, that he has foredeclared, brought to bear, he said keep looking. Remember what Messiah said in Matthew 5th chapter? He said, think not that he came to abolish or weaken any of the strength of the law of the prophets. How could someone come to weaken or deny or abolish the law of the prophet, law of the prophets, when he himself has come to teach these things fully and even to complete all these things to bring them to pass? He said, I have not come to destroy, but to fulfill. And that meant, my brothers and sisters, to help bring to bear what all the prophets had said before. And this, my brothers and sisters, for those of us who are ready to understand it, Messiah spoke about how he had glorified the Father. The Father told him that he would have to come to glorify the name of his Father again. The disciples who were there present heard this. And even at the time of ascension, they asked him, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? His response was, it's not for you know the time of the seasons, but the Father's is appointed to put all things under his authority. He said, he told his disciples, they received the Spirit from on high, and not many days hence, go forth and teach all nations. Again, it was the same thing as baptizing all the nations in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Under the authority, what honors brings all to remembrance of all that is declared by the Father, be brought to bear through his Son, even by the power of the Holy Spirit. He said, teach them to do everything. He said, teach them to do everything that he has commanded. Shall a man, my brothers and sisters, discern all that the Most High declared from the beginning after the power of the weakened perceptions of his own flesh? Something much greater is required, my brothers and sisters. I said something much greater is required. There are dimensions of truth, my brothers and sisters, that are only granted to those who prove themselves in so many ways trustworthy. For there are those who consider themselves wise or would present themselves as wise before men that in so many ways would twist the words according to their own understanding, would twist the words and their lack of respect, seeking to preserve their or create their pulpits and thrones, would twist the words, establish doctrines after their own advantage. So many times, the brothers and sisters not seeking the whole truth, still vessels and habitations for illusions and lies, they teach others also to be victimizers. Each man seeking to establish his own ways. And my brothers and sisters, in so many ways, so doing. Having the written words, but not seeking them by faith unto a divine absolute. It's to establish our own righteousness, and this is the gospel. My brothers and sisters, it is written that if any man seek to, in the book of Galatians, it says, if any man seek to establish another gospel, another word that those glad times, that full, pure, and perfect word from on high. If any man seek to establish anything else, scripture says that man be accursed. Messiah commanded to go forth, and his command is apostles to go forth, teach all nations according to everything that he commanded, everything that he would bring to their remembrance. And he is the word from the beginning, meaning that since the Most High declared a foundation that is his word from the beginning, and that word is eternal, means from the beginning he has never spoken a word contradicted against his truth. No contradictions, my brothers and sisters, in the covenant of everlasting life. Therefore, those who are wise will be true to an oath and to the Most High. It says, baptize and convert the nations, make disciples of the nations, discipline the nations, convert the nation beyond their sins, all their differences, even convert his people beyond all the differences of misallegiance that they sworn themselves to among the nations. Commission, my brothers and sisters, as is that the only way that this shall come to pass, that men should be confirmed true to the holy name, is that all of us are commanded to seek all that is the pure and perfect word of the Most High. Yes, brothers and sisters, according to the truth of the Spirit. According to the truth of the Spirit, that teaches all things. I said the Spirit that teaches all things. No lie in it. We ought to seek the whole truth rather than blinding one another or declaring that we are wise, the standards, which in so many ways, and men become prideful in them, seeking to call themselves wise, seeking to exalt themselves rather than seeking the greater truth of Yah. There are many divisions created among us. The vision is wrought of pride rather than faith, in which no time my brothers and sisters cannot be pleased. Think about it. Purity and completion offers one choice. It was called the gospel of peace that was sent forth. Again, purity and completion offers one choice. Should men say that they shall offer other choices, being negligent, being less than diligent, seeking to make themselves judges of themselves, irreverent against the acknowledgement of truth beyond themselves. Again, Messiah said, I thank thee, O my Father, creator of heaven and earth, that you've hid some of these greater wisdoms, if you will, from the wise, those who call themselves wise, who want to be exalted among men, the men of understanding, and have revealed these things to babes. My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that whoever would exalt himself, not seeking the whole truth, that the Most High be ultimately the one who is pleased, whoever would do such a thing, my brothers and sisters, is counted in so many ways someone less than worthy. I repeat, someone who would be counted less than worthy to hear the greater truth of Yah. Messiah said it this way in Yohanan 14th chapter, about 15 to 17 verse. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. He said, I reveal myself to you. Talk about if you keep his commandments, you will ask the Father for the Spirit of truth. Even the Spirit of truth which the worldly will not receive. But those who are indiscriminate, willing to be presumptuous regarding the words of the Most High, it might be that they, in their lack of reverence, might vacillate. Did he say such as these, my brothers and sisters, will receive the greater revelation of Yah? The word, my brothers and sisters, an exceeding word, an exceeding revelation and knowledge of the truth. That the scriptures tell us in advance, the rulers would not tell. I repeat, that the scriptures tell us again, the rulers would not tell. It's a word, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has told me directly. A revelation of truth is very necessary unto salvation. Again, the rulers will not tell, and that is only for the most humble, diligent, and obedient soul. I would ask you a question, my brothers and sisters, if upon hearing the truth, or relaying the truth, someone that you would call for duty, which would you be inclined to trust, my brothers and sisters, unto that duty? And the Most High does have a purpose for all that he calls. Which would you trust, my brothers and sisters, unto performing a very special duty? They who, upon hearing the truth, are diligent and constantly inquiring for increased knowledge, that they might perform that duty, proving that they would also be obedient to that duty, always ready for instruction, that they consistently are found obedient, or someone, my brothers and sisters, who would vacillate, someone who upon hearing the truth or hearing a command proves that they'd be slothful and not diligent in all things unto the manifestation of what must be. Which one would you choose? Which one would you, if you have a duty that must be performed, which would you choose, my brothers and sisters, to perform that duty? Scripture speaks to Messiah in this regard. In Isaiah 28, it says, tried stone. Ah, tried. Tested before. Tried stone, a precious cornerstone. A sure foundation. A sure foundation. On last evening, we talked about a very important idea contained in Scripture. I asked the question, what does it mean to be able to stand before the Son of Man? Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that the Scriptures tell us that when Messiah appears, according to the book of Malachi, for instance, that he's going to reprove all the rulers, men who have left people indiscriminate within the course of their so-called empires, causing men to believe that whoever does whatever he will is somehow still good in the sight of the Most High. Why? Because they call upon his name, the one who, in an indiscriminate society, they did not really truthfully know. Scripture says, who can stand when he appears? We can reprove, the scripture says, all the priests. I see scriptures in Isaiah 41. It says, he reproves all the kings. I see Revelation, 6th chapter, 12th verse on. It talks about when he appeared because of that great earthquake. It'll shake the foundation of the whole earth. Shake the foundation of the men who call truth among all the nations. A great earthquake that begins, Scripture says, that city called destruction. Talking about Isaiah 19:18 through 25. Whose end result because the whole world should be admonished for its confusion. It shall bring forth world peace, cause all the cities of the nations, the faulty foundation of all the nations, to fall, according to Revelation 16:12-21. Yes, I talk about those things often on this show. Blessed are those who will go through the testimony that's on my website. They might discern that they might discern these things and discern truly what they mean. Speak on those things often on this show. I would advise you, my brothers and sisters, because no one can live without it. Check out such articles on my website, The Secret City Prophecies, at HiddenGospel.com. HiddenGospel.com, such articles as Early Church Origin, The Forgotten Mutual Expectation, Tribulation 73-5 AD, The Gospel of Shiloh. Articles such as these, my brothers and sisters, contain much truth. The scripture said in advance, the rulers would not tell. And that many, my brothers and sisters, for lack of diligence, will not be able to decode. Most I told me these words are precious, but only for the most humblest of souls. Well, like I said, who would you trust, brothers and sisters? Who would you trust? One who vacillates, or one who's found obedient? Well, I see scriptures like those in Hebrews 12 talking about to be obedient to the Most High. Hearken to Him, lest you fall from His grace. His grace and favor that He gives a command. He talks about how He would teach those who are diligent. And in context, it says who would keep His commandments. The word for keep is also to guard, like you guard a child until his maturation. Keep His commandments. Keep and preserve the nature of His conscience against all that would seek to dissuade or destroy. But how can a man keep and preserve and guard, my brothers and sisters, what he does not comprehend? Again, the scripture says, you love me, keep my commandments. He was speaking to a people who he said would be granted the gift of His Spirit. He would teach all things and bring all things to remembrance. Until purity and completion, there will be peace, even a covenant for His people. That no man exalts himself after any form of partiality or any of the pollutions of this earth, after which there's only continual strife and divisions. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, what are the multitude of these nations, institutions of man, political, social, national, religious, in their division. But they are not, my brothers and sisters, in all their contradiction, the work of the Holy Spirit. The multitude of these vast contradictions. That's why the scripture says in Isaiah 40, comfort you, O my people. Only way they come to peace, the scripture calls comfort, is they seek the whole word. Again, purity and completion offers one choice. The word for peace in Hebrew relates to the same. That our warfare has come to an end. We might be regathered as a people. The scriptures talk about how all the ways of the flesh shall fade, but the word of Yah shall endure forever. My brothers and sisters, those scriptures speak, if you keep on reading from Isaiah 40 on, it relates how all the ways of even an entire nation should be counted as nothing before the Most High, because if at the end of the work of the nations, the people are incomplete, who cannot perform the task of those called by Yah. And the end result, my brothers and sisters, Most High calls it vanity. For the Most High, my brothers and sisters, they never give anybody authority to ensnare His people after a lesser conscience, a lesser mind. Most High wants a finished work of people, my brothers and sisters. What whoever would stand against the revelation of that truth. Revelation that this book. The book of Jacob tells us, called James, we're amongst the multitude of provocations among the nations. We must seek all that creates a perfect work unto the Most High, beyond every matter of debate and doubt. How else, my brothers and sisters, we keep the covenant? So if any man seeks any less and is double-minded, seeks a mockery or a misrepresentation in any way, so let not that thing, that man think he will receive anything from Yah. So Most High desire a multitude of misrepresentation to confuse the masses, or shall he rather exalt, my brothers and sisters, those who seek an absolute? I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. It was the obedience of Messiah. Scripture that says in Philippians 2. It was through his obedience, ultimately unto all the Most High desires for the blessing of his people. Scripture says that unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. To him as Lord, to the glory of Yah, his Father. Meaning that he is the one who declares the standard, my brothers and sisters, to be above and beyond all the nations. King of kings and Lord of lords. One who declares the standard of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, beyond all the trickerations, the deceits, the fallen standards of all the nations, beyond all the kings of this world who have been treacherous in so many ways against the minds of men opening to the fullness of the ways of the Spirit. Again, my brothers and sisters, that's these scriptures in Revelation 6 talking about when the kings discerned the appearance of Messiah. It should say to the rocks and mountains, peoples of the nations, highest in the face of the Lamb, him who sits upon the throne. There his wrath is coming. Who should be able to stand? My brothers and sisters, the only ones who will be able to stand are those upon firm foundation. There's a need to understand the book of Isaiah 28. The precursor to what Messiah said in Matthew 7:13-28. So watch out for false prophets. The word for false is also fallen, foolish, deceptive. Fleshly, after the mind of flesh and not the will of the Spirit. Watch out for every testimony that falls short of the glory. Our brothers and sisters, why? Because of all the people Most High are divided their perceptions. Shall you build a kingdom that is stable? Shall you build a house that is eternal and stable? Absolutely not. But some of the brothers and sisters us who all stand upon the solidarity of the rock, the true brothers and sisters unwavering, the light in bringing, they, my brothers and sisters, will be the ones with which the Most High shall use the foundation which you shall build an eternal kingdom. All capable of reasoning together. I said reason together to ad infinitum that they do not agree. Let's just say agree. As some people say, agree to disagree. That there are people, brothers and sisters, who will agree in all things. Like the scripture said in the book of Romans. It said, all that is written of old is for our learning. Through patience and faith in the scriptures in the 15th chapter. That we through patience and faith in the scriptures might have hope. That we all be like-minded. Yes, that we all be like-minded. Obedient in word and deed. It says we should bear the burdens of the weak, those who are still yet unstable. But not unto doubt for disputations. And not, my brothers and sisters, under wavering in our reasoning. We must all come to agree, all fully being persuaded after the truth of Yah in our minds. But if we regard a Shabbat, for instance, it talks about in Romans 14. It says, the day if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. You must seek all his ways. And whether or not we seek all his ways, it discerns the thoughts and intents of our hearts. Read Hebrews 3:4 and understand. So whoever we keep a Shabbat must honor who made the command. And the only way we can honor a Shabbat, my brothers and sisters, is realizing the very word Shabbat says that we must seek all that is Most High declared unto the fullness and the fruition of all that is his will. Even unto all his righteous revealed. We're going to talk about that in Isaiah 56 as it relates also Revelation 15. His righteousness revealed, all his will revealed. It says, even to the son of the stranger, let alone Israel. Gentiles who take hold of his covenant, keep his Shabbats, and do the things that please him. says, even them shall he make within his house and within his walls. He grant them a name as great as sons and daughters. For his house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. But my brothers and sisters, how can this be if people talk about having a different covenant for different people, forgetting that the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof? Did you not understand what I just said, my brothers and sisters, about the book of Yaakov? They call it James, and in Romans, the scriptures talk about the idea about the need that we all transcend all debate and doubt. We must come to the absolute knowledge of what is divine will, to the fullness of all the Most High empowers. I think about the scriptures, my brothers and sisters, that talk about if we're neither cold nor hot in our pursuit of the truth, it should be spewed out of his mouth. My brothers and sisters, there's no room for a lack of diligence in the pursuit of establishing a kingdom that must be established for the cause of Yah unto a pure firmity. Revelation 13, 15 through 16. I said Revelation, my brothers and sisters, Revelation 3, 15 through 16. What does it read? Let us consider. In these verses, we find this passage. It said, get this point. Let's go back to 14. Let's go back to 14 first. To the angel of the church is Laodicea, write the Amen. How about the one who declares what shall be? The faithful and true witness. Ah, it's a testimony can be counted as true. The beginning of the creation of Yah. In other words, the testimony that's counted true and declared eternal, irrevocable from the very beginning of all eternity. He said, I know your deeds, and that you're neither cold nor hot. Many of my brothers and sisters' deeds are slothful, insufficient, because they were not diligent enough. And I would that you were cold or hot. But because you are lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I'll spit you out of my mouth. Because, get this point, what I just told you. Because you say I'm rich, you say you are wealthy, deep and knowledgeable in the things of Yah. So you become wealthy in the knowledge of Yah, or you become incensed with your riches. And you say you're blessed and need of nothing, as if the Most High blessed you. But you're still weak in knowledge. And so you don't even know that before his eyes, and for your lack of wisdom, you're wretched, miserable, poor, blind and naked. He says, I've advised you, buy me gold refined with fire. And others say, buy from me. Precious words, refined by his spirit, that you may become rich. In other words, get my point. He's saying to them that what they had had become polluted, filled with dross. Corrupted, my brothers and sisters, after the things of this earth. Therefore unworthy, because impure. The word impure, my brothers and sisters, is not the word of God. It's the word of deviant. It's the word of a devil. He said, I would advise you to buy from me gold, pure words, refined like by fire. Refined, pure, and complete, perfect. So you may become truly rich. And white garments, in other words, get the point. Garments was a symbol of men's allegiances. White garments says you may clothe yourself. In other words, he was saying to them is this. The garments you wear betray your carnality. And show you in so many ways that you be nothing but flesh, not spiritual in your thoughts, your minds, your conscience. You're saying that you clothe yourself and that the shame of your nakedness, your carnality, might not be revealed. Heaven help us. I think so much when I think about this, about the type of attire that I see so many of people wear today. Such a shame. The shame of your nakedness might not be revealed. And anoint your eyes with salve. something to clear your eyes, that you might discern your iniquities, that you might see. He says, those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. Heaven help us. Brothers and sisters, so many lack the knowledge of what is divine conscience. And they don't realize it's because they haven't shown themselves with a heart to truly receive it. So therefore, be zealous and repent. Be increased in your zeal and desire for truth, that you might repent and be found worthy to discern what is worthy to be called repentance and returning unto him. Say, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, say, I will come to him and will dine with him and he with me. Says he overcomes and discerns, my brothers and sisters, the righteousness of Yah. Beyond all the illusions of false righteousness of this world, say, I grant him to sit down with me on my throne, even as I have overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. Sharing the throne of righteousness, my brothers and sisters. But is that to the unrighteous or those who are diligent to discern the truth? I can only tell you that we who are wise must understand. Yes, and you must understand, my brothers and sisters. Scriptures in the book of Revelation talk about one called the angel from the rising sun. I can only tell you that testimony has to do with one who is also called the King of the East. In Revelation 16:12, they put kings down there to throw you off. That's the one the scriptures talk about in Revelation. As the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star. East is another word for sunrise. Morning star is the sun. Casting out all the darkness, whatever seems wise in the night or bright in the night. Exposing so much of what men call bright to only still be darkness. Many times, brothers and sisters, men don't discern the difference. Simply because they've never seen something bright enough. To show light upon all things. It's time we understand, brothers and sisters, the difference. Messiah is called the King of Glory because all the rulers of the earth who hide this greater truth of which I will speak to you are all called the princes of darkness. Why, my brothers and sisters? Scripture says the kings of the earth, according to Psalms 2, take counsel against the Most High and against his anointed. Against you discerning the greater light, that they might be perceived by men to be wisdom. Scripture says in the latter days it's come to pass, it says, behold, to us a child is born, a son is given. Those who walk in the shadows of darkness, land of darkness, have seen a great light. A brother and sister says, when that one comes, he shall be called Prince of Peace. Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He reveals the light, my brothers and sisters, the way of Yah. The world will not teach. Who is that one? I can only tell you, just to begin with, because I have a lot to talk about tonight, and a few minutes to do it, that there's a reason why Malachi is a post-exilic prophet after Israel came out of Babylon. Zechariah, the post-exilic prophet, after Israel came out of Babylon, at the hand of one that was called, your King James was called him Cyrus the Great. His title was actually again. Well, Zechariah 3:8 calls him branch. But the Hebrew word there, samad. The Greek word there, anatole. Depending on what translation you look at. Aramaic word Danka, every one of those words not only means branch, but also means he is one who springs forth like the rising sun. The sudden rising of the sun, my brothers and sisters, cast out all the darkness. Who was it that bore that title? Before Zechariah, before Malachi. Who is that one, my brothers and sisters, that at Luke 1:78 is called the day spring from on high, or the NASB text actually calls him sunrise. Second Peter 1:19-21 calls him morning star. Messiah said he is the written offspring of David, the bright morning star, the one who truly cast out all the darkness. There are many of my brothers and sisters who would act as misrepresentatives, maintaining the darkness, keeping the people blind that they might be exploited. Revelation 22:16 says this is a testimony that must be testified in all the churches, but where do you hear that testimony preached and the truth of its meaning? I want you to hear something, my brothers and sisters, the testimony that we find at Revelation 15. Listen to me, my brothers and sisters, 15 and 1. We understand what else these scriptures are implying. I will tell you now that Revelation 15 has implications from Revelation 14, Revelation 13, particularly Revelation 6 and 7. It's all part of the same testimony. But it comes from an earlier place in scripture, my brothers and sisters, a much earlier place. 15 and 1 says, I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous. Seven angels who had seven plagues. So the last plagues, because in them is the wrath of Yah made complete. Great wrath upon the earth. Why, my brothers and sisters? He says, I saw something like a sea of glass mixed with fire. A path purged and true. And those who had been victorious were upon this sea of glass mixed with fire. As a purge, rebuke, and testimony. Refinement of one most high then. So those who had been, saw those who were victorious over the beast in his image and the number. How about the reckoning of his name? Standing on the sea of glass, holding the harps of Yah, offering a sweet music to the Most High. What does it mean when it says victorious over the beast? I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that they weren't going to, the Gentile nation were not going to translate those words in their original context as they would have been written in the Hebrew. The word for Gentile is goy. And it means, my brothers and sisters, those who would not reason as one. It is actually, my brothers and sisters, that's also used for heathen. It's also the word used, my brothers and sisters, for Gentiles. All the nations will not reason as one because they all have, hope you understand me, other kings, other gods, other standards that they believe in and trust and uphold. And all of them, my brothers and sisters, fall short of the glory, the genuine, true, and invariant light of Yah. They were victorious over the beast. It means all the various standards of the nations, their imaginations, the number. How about also the reckoning of their various names? You see, upon them were the names of blasphemy. In Revelation 13, talking about the number of his name was 666, counting. Well, there's something to be said about that, but let's look at this point before I go further. My brothers and sisters, the scripture talks about Isaiah 8:16-20. Messiah will say, bind all the testimony, seal all the law. And whoever will not reckon according to that full reckoning of all the law and the prophets, consistent with his own, he says there's no light in them. That means they are the children of darkness. When like manner, my brothers and sisters, all those who claim to be substitutes for the Son of Yah, declaring partial testimony, vicars, if you will, of the sons of Yah, vicars, if you will, of the Son of Yah, substitutes, who don't teach the entire testimony, every single one of them is blasphemous, declaring the testimony of men as if the testimony of the Most High were the same. Every one of them, my brothers and sisters, is an obstacle that men must overcome and gain victory beyond to discern the truth, my brothers and sisters, that the whole world has sought to deny. Truth says the Messiah appears, he will cast aside the veil, the covering that is over all the nations. How about, my brothers and sisters, he will expose every lie that men have been taught to trust. That at last men might discern the truth that all the nations have sought to hide and schemed in confederacy to hide. Scripture goes on at 15 and 33. He says they sang the song of Moses. Moshe. Servant of Yah and the Song of the Lamb. Sound like they're singing the same song. One scripture says it's a new song, but it means the song of restoration. Saying, great and marvelous are your works, O Yah. The Almighty, righteous and true are your ways. Talking about beyond all the nations. O King, above all nations. Check out Jeremiah 10 and 7. And discern how in Jeremiah 10 and 7 we see an echo of these words. Who will not fear thee, O Yah, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy, and all the nations will come and worship before thee. For your righteous acts have been revealed. That scripture, my brothers and sisters, comes from Isaiah 56. And I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, when the scripture talks about the song of the Lamb and the song of Moshe, song of Moshe and the song of the Lamb, there's a need to seriously give examination to the book of Deuteronomy, 32nd chapter, preceded by Deuteronomy from the 27th to the 31st chapters. All those scriptures, my brothers and sisters, relate what the Most High calls the blessings and the curses. Will be the blessings upon his people if they obey, the curses upon his people if they disobey. And amidst those scriptures, we find scriptures like in the 29th chapter. It talks about it being the duty of all the people of Yah to remember all the Most High has spoken. It speaks about in the last days, all the Most High had declared should be brought again to the remembrance of his people in the 30th chapter. Or have you discerned, brothers and sisters, that in the last days, like these scriptures read again, in Isaiah 56th chapter, hear me, my brothers and sisters, and discern what is meant here. Isaiah in the 56th chapter. Thus says the Most High, preserve justice. How about even restore, seek to restore just right justice and do righteousness? For my salvation is about to come and my righteousness be revealed. Again, a brother and sister speaks about to Israel to keep the Shabbats. According to the fullness of all that is divine will, think men have kept our Shabbat holy unto a perfect agreement with the Most High to a partial standard? Absolutely not. So it's something, my brothers and sisters, that those who will attain the righteousness will sing together. In Isaiah 26, it says, in this that day, this song to be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city, a strong people, set up ramparts and walls and ramparts for security, open the gates that the righteous nation may enter, the one that remains, the nation that remains faithful. Say, steadfast, and the steadfast of mind, you will keep in perfect peace because he trusts in thee. Trust in the Most High forever. The Most High, the rock, we have, in the Most High, we have an everlasting rock. He's brought down low those who dwell on high, even the unassailable city. Must understand about Isaiah 25, talking about that city that must, scripture says, Messiah would reprove him because it wouldn't listen. He shall from there shall reprove all the injustices of the whole world. Don't know what I'm talking about? Please check out an article on my website called The Secret City Prophecies. It says he lays it low to the ground, even to the dust. Scriptures go on, my brothers and sisters, and talk about, even at the 27th, 6th chapter and 7th verse, the way of the righteous is smooth. O upright one, make the path of the righteous level. Isaiah 26 says, this is the one for whom we awaited. 25. It says, this is the one for whom we awaited, the righteous one for whom we awaited. Rejoice and be made glad in his salvation. He will wipe away all tears from off all eyes. When, my brothers and sisters, when all the confusion of man is no more, the Most High invokes in the earth the people who will be faithful. Knowing the Most High is about to invoke wrath, great wrath, upon wherever it is men have believed a lie. See, do men actually believe they're going to be protected, my brothers and sisters? When they won't even accept the testimony of who Messiah said he is. One called the angel from the rising sun, the king of the east. My brothers and sisters, you'd be shocked to find out who the early church knew Messiah to be. Who the early church 2,000 years ago knew Messiah to be, as one who had actually come before. Scripture speaks of Messiah in the book of Isaiah, coming three times, one to deliver his people from a Babylon in the east first, and then later to deliver them from Babylon in the west. And in the interim period, to give his life upholding the truth, to being persecuted by the rulers. People might discern the wickedness of their rulers, they might repent. Timothy Isaiah 53. Timothy Isaiah, in the 24th chapter. And I'm talking to my brothers and sisters in Isaiah in the 59th chapter. Timothy Isaiah in the 45th chapter. All this is on my website. Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation. HiddenGospel.com is the name of the website. Isaiah 53, talking about him giving his life to expose the rulers in his resurrection. Isaiah 11 says he comes a second time. Read Isaiah 11, 10 to 12 verse. He comes a second time to regather his people. He regathered them before. How many of my brothers and sisters discern this? It's the truth that the rulers didn't tell you. Because if you know what Messiah comes to do, what he came to do before, and what he comes to do again, you'll know that all the rulers of the earth have lied to you. They didn't teach you the secret city prophecies, which you would have discerned if you had dug deeply enough and proved to the Most High yourself faithful unto his duty. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, this 26th chapter of Isaiah contains much of what is called the Song of the Lamb. Isaiah 26 has much texture in it that can be compared to what's related to Deuteronomy 32, which is called the Song of Moshe, Song of Moses. And it's a great admonition, my brothers and sisters, to mankind. That men should not fall away again as they had fallen away before. But in order for man to discern that and to learn that very precious song, the first thing they're going to have to know is so much of the truth, my brothers and sisters, that men have forgotten due to the dereliction of duty on the part of their rulers. Men will have to understand such things as this. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. When Rome came,
90 seconds,
and established their per se church. Remember, the believers were already there in the East. Rome didn't come to bring the faith, but to destroy it. How do you think they started calling it a Roman church when the scripture already said the church is the thing not of this world? The falling away from the faith, my brothers and sisters, occurred a long time ago. Matthew 24:14 through around 24 talks about a great tribulation.
60 seconds.
Time, my brothers and sisters. A great murderous time after the fall of Jerusalem to continue for the next 3 centuries. Well, scripture says those murderous times did not cease until they killed everyone who knew the truth or who would speak aloud concerning it. Those who discerned this message, my brothers and sisters, discerned that there was a rise of false prophets, false testimony thereafter, that's continued till this day. Scripture says the Messiah would have to come himself to expose it all. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, that will be able to sing the song that declared that men should not fall away again? For those who understand the falling away was long ago, and what men have thought they knew all this time, still is always a fallen testimony that Messiah is the one who must come to overcome again, to teach others how to do the same. Until we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, and to his might, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah! I thank you all again for listening, and thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Quickly. The Most High will not establish his kingdom upon anything else but a foundation that is firm. I would dare to say to you, my brothers and sisters, whoever would preserve any of the corrupt, misleading customs and traditions of this world, the Most High has not declared that only a remembrance and a preservation of worldly misconceit will not be found stable. Is all of these a false foundation, my brothers and sisters, that cause many to fall? Blessed are they who would discern the word that is from the beginning, that is a remembrance, according to all the Most High has declared, that must be a preservation of the righteousness of his name. All things the Most High has declared, my brothers and sisters, are remembrance, are celebration. The Holy Spirit brings to remembrance all things. I would ask you, my brothers and sisters, what spirit is it is in the traditions of men that only keep in mind the lies that men have told that were never the worship of Yah? Indeed, something to think about, my brothers and sisters. Messiah once spoke to his people saying, "Have you no room in you for my word?" So the biggest lies have been told to hide the greatest truths. And my brothers and sisters, regretfully, many of them, who haven't been imputed, filled with lies. If a liar would have come, they would fall again to his lies. Having not the full armor of Yah, they fall after the fiery darts, deceits of the devil. My brothers and sisters, many of those are they who, because lies are implanted in their hearts, when the truth comes, they're not ready to receive it. None of them will be found stable, my brothers and sisters, under the manifestation of a holy and eternal kingdom. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who found diligent and obedient with the word, proving the having the type of solidarity and strength to discern the word of righteousness and take its instruction. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, they should be looked upon as the pillars of the kingdom of Yah. In fact, my brothers and sisters, also as a light of truth, that there be the awakening and the peace and the salvation beyond every confusion, even unto all the nations. Such is the promise of Yah, such is the covenant of Abraham, covenant of Yah gave to Abraham. His people will one day become one beyond all confusion. They become a blessing, reconciliation unto Yah of all the nations. For only the word from the beginning, my brothers and sisters, is that peace, that salvation. The irrevocable covenant, Most High says, one day will redeem this world.